If the world wanted to isolate Russia, more than a year after it invaded Ukraine, the Russians don't seem to be standing alone. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, was founded in 2001. Since then, it's been a platform for China and Russia to integrate with nations in South and Central Asia.
The world is today facing a multitude of challenges. These events have disrupted global supply chains, leading to serious impact on the supply of energy, food, and fertilizers. These challenges, however, are also an opportunity for member states of the SCO.
Foreign ministers of three of the world's top 20 economies have attended this meeting in the Indian city of Goa. It's the first visit in nearly a decade by a Pakistani foreign minister to India. Although no direct talks were scheduled, many see the men in the same room as a sign of thawing relations.
Pakistan's foreign minister's participation in SCO, maybe they are looking an opportunity for economic cooperation. And I think that India is very critical, particularly to come out and the economic crisis for Pakistan. That if the two countries reopen their border, establish diplomatic cooperation.
India and Pakistan joined the SCO in 2017, and this year Iran and Belarus are expected to become full members. In March, Riyadh became an official dialogue partner of the organization. China stands out with its role in a Saudi-Iranian rapprochement, which many others had tried and failed.
It appears that there is a roadmap for the SCO. While there is a concern on the new RIC, Russia-Iran-China triangle, unlike the previous triangle, Russia-India-China, and thereby India thinks that it probably will be marginalized in the new RIC format.
With nations trading in local currencies and setting regional priorities, analysts say better coordination between groups such as the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the BRICS group of developing economies is a sign of an increasingly multipolar global order. Osama Bin Javed, Al Jazeera.